Hello, everybody. You're listening to Ask Pastor Alfred. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Ask Pastor Alfred is a broadcast that briefly highlights certain portions of books that I have written or I'm currently writing that answer questions anyone would like to ask. To ask a question, kindly go to ask@pastoralfred.com. That's the email address for you to email your questions to ask@pastoralfred.com. For more comprehensive answers, you have to get books that I've written, and that means you should go to pastoralfred.com and make sure you subscribe. That way you get access to books that I have written and books that I would write in the future when you subscribe. So when books are made available to the public, you'll be one of the first people to know about it. Also, you'll be getting access to other projects I'm involved in, from movies to games to cartoons and everything else. The question for today is, what should I do? I am struggling with lethargy and fatigue, and medical doctors can't help me. Okay, so that is an interesting question. You see, let us open our Bibles to the book of Galatians chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 7 to 9, the King James Version of the Bible. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, watch this now, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This also applies to you. If you are struggling with lethargy and fatigue, you find yourself unable to explain your tiredness, and you see, it is difficult for you to be productive, or you find it difficult for you to be hardworking. This is something that seriously applies to you. You must understand that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to his spirit shall of his spirit reap life. This is an important principle, and this is how God created the world. You see, If you tie your arm to your body and you don't use your arm, guess what? That arm will begin to lose its effectiveness. Your ability to use it will keep decreasing. You see, your ability to use that arm, the effectiveness of that arm being healthy, that arm being normal, will begin to decrease. You see? And this is how God created this world. God created this world in such a way that more grace is given to your elbow. If you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. You will reap the flesh. If you sow to the spirit, you will reap the spirit, you will reap life. You see, if you are somebody who loves sleeping, or you allow yourself to rest, you are always getting tired. And when you are getting tired outside of normal hours, you have already slept sufficiently for the day. And then during the day again, you are tired and you feel that need to sleep. If you sow to the flesh, you would reap corruption. That desire to sleep, that extra sleep, ignore it. You see? Deny it, refuse it the ability to take hold of your body. And this is something that happens with fat people. People who are often fat and overweight, they have eaten what is sufficient for their body to eat, because the human body requires food. So yes, they should eat. But now it goes overboard, and then they overeat because their body is telling them it wants more food. Their body is telling them they are getting hungry. When they are getting hungry outside of what is normal, you see, when they have that pressing, burning desire to eat, their body is telling them they are hungry, but they have already eaten. You see, you've had breakfast, it's still morning, but your body is telling you that it is hungry. Ignore it. Do not feed your body. Do not feed your flesh. Because when you feed your flesh, you of the flesh reap corruption. You will reap death. You will reap of the flesh. When you eat during such periods, guess what will happen? The next time, the hunger will increase. And the number of times you get hungry in the morning, even after eating breakfast, will increase. Then afternoon will come. You need to eat. Then again, it extends. When you keep feeding it, when you keep feeding that desire, when you keep feeding that lie, because now your body is lying to you. When you are feeding that lie, when you are sowing to the flesh, it will keep on expanding and growing. And this is how a lot of people who are fat are fat. You see, this is how a lot of people who are overweight are overweight. You see, they kept listening to their body. They fed their flesh when they should not. You see, you have to understand when things are going into excess in negative direction. There is nothing wrong with eating. But when you are eating outside of what is normal for you to eat, when you are overeating, when your body is telling you it is hungry and you refuse to ignore it, you refuse to not give in to that desire, you see, you are sowing to the flesh and you reap corruption, you reap destruction, you reap the flesh. In the same way, when you are feeling tired and you feel like you really need to sleep, after you have already slept, you see, you really need to sleep, and then you feed that desire and go and sleep. The next time you find out that it will happen again. And sooner or later, the number of times you get tired keeps increasing and keeps increasing. So you see, from that perspective, that is actually what you are doing. You are sowing to the flesh. Sometimes medical doctors cannot find any physical evidence of this, but some medical doctors support what I'm saying now based on psychology. They don't have a leg to stand on. And that is the funny thing about medical science. Medical science deals on physical things, you see. But when they meet something that they cannot explain but has a regular pattern to it, they now call it psychology, or they attribute, and then they now, that is actually what has led to the creation of certain different branches of science that when you look at it, it really has nothing to do with science, because it's based on, even though there are patterns that regularly occur, there's no physical proof or evidence of it. You cannot dissect somebody's blood and cell and say that this is what is causing tiredness, or this is what is causing laziness, or this is what is causing this problem. You see, and when it gets into that realm, they now call it psychology, and they now start bringing things and bringing up concepts, and that is how they run amok and end up doing whatever it is that they do. And often it has now opened the door for a lot of deception and lies to be treated as facts, you see. But you must understand this. Now, in the case of where it is beyond the physical, because there are some times that, you see, fatigue and lethargy can be a result of demonic activity. It could be a spiritual matter. You know, there are some people that always fall asleep during a sermon. When something important or powerful is about to be said, they just automatically get tired. They start nodding in slumber. They start struggling with sleep. You see, and even just apart from that, just laziness. Sometimes demonic activity can work in that direction. So what do you do in such times? Simple. The scripture says resist the devil and he will flee. That is your solution. Resist the devil. So in that same way, you should not feed the flesh. Resist the devil and you draw close to God. You draw close to things of God. Put things of God on your mind. You involve yourself in spiritual activities, things that are of God. You follow hard after God. You let go of the devil and all that he has to offer. You see? And then there's also the matter of casting out devils. You say, get out, devil. I rebuke you. And you speak to that situation. You see? And there comes the matter of confessing. I am strong. I am strengthened. You see? You speak against that feeling of sleeping. You see? Even for those of you who you are always feeling hungry, you speak against it. You see, and remember that in addition to speaking against it, you act in faith. Especially if you are somebody who you are always getting hungry. You go in the opposite direction, you exercise. You see, your exercising is not just from a physical standpoint of you are physically exercising and losing weight, but you are also exercising your faith. You see that you are strong. You are exercising your faith in the direction of you are not hungry. Because if you are giving in to your hunger, you wouldn't want to exercise. If you are giving in to your desire to sleep, you wouldn't want to be active and do things that are not going to be in the direction of going into a bed to lie down and sleep. You see, so it is not just a matter of the physical aspect of you are exercising. When in the case of somebody who is overweight, it's not just in a matter of you are exercising so that you will lose weight and that will make it easier for you, for your body to function and decrease the weakness that you feel, because now the exercises you are doing creates more energy for you. So because of that energy, you don't need as much food and you don't get that much hungry. It's not just that. There's also the faith aspect. So this is God being involved and the things of God being involved. You see, the faith aspect of you are going in the other direction. You are refusing to recognize the hunger. You are refusing to give in to the hunger. You believe that you are strong. You believe that you have eaten, so therefore you are satisfied. You see, you speak it. You believe it. So this also leads in the area of faith confessions. You confess you are strong. When you feel hungry, when you know you really shouldn't be eating again, you say, I don't need to eat. I have the energy. I'm strong. I am empowered. You see, you confess things. Don't say I am hungry. Don't say I'm starving. Don't say I'm struggling with hunger. Don't say, oh, I am hungry, but let me just see if I can make it to afternoon time. So I don't eat breakfast 3 times. You know, some people eat breakfast 3 times or 5 times. They eat lunch 5 different times. You see, they eat dinner 6 times. You see, you are supposed to just eat 3 times a day or 2 times a day. You see, but when you get into this nature of eating breakfast 3 times, 12 times and all that, you are just eating. And you see, you are sowing to your flesh and then you are getting hungry. It just keeps on going that way. You see, that is a problem. You see, so it is very important that you understand those aspects of it. So if it's a matter of demonic activity, resist the devil, you see, and he would flee from you. You resist all that is of darkness and all that darkness has to offer, all the enemy has to offer, and you focus on things of God. You stay in faith. You do not listen or give in to the flesh. When you feel hungry or when you feel sleepy after you have slept the number of hours that a human being, or you in particular, is supposed to sleep, you know, so you don't end up sleeping 18 hours a day, you see, or 20 hours a day when there are only 24 hours in a day. You see, I believe 8 hours is enough. Never cross 8 hours. You see, don't sleep more than, if you have slept up to 8 hours or 7 or 6, I believe that is good. You see, too little sleep is a problem. You see, that could lead into a different problem, but at least around 8 hours, a maximum of 8 hours, you see. And too little sleep does not kill, you see, so keep that in mind in any case, but don't make that a habit. That is not good. Let's keep it at a maximum of 8 hours. Any other thing is going into excess and you are sowing to the flesh, and it will make you feel more tired and more sleepy in the future. You see, there's also the importance of exercising also to cure fatigue and all of that. You see, it's not even a matter of curing, because you see, you are cured. There's nothing wrong with you. If you are in Christ, there's nothing in you that shouldn't be in you. you are well. So you just act in faith. You know that God has created this body that we have, that one of the ways for us to honor our temples is to exercise, is to work out. So you work out, you exercise, you know that your own exercising is with revelation. You are doing it knowing that you are honoring the temple that God has given you to manage. Because the real you is your spirit. Your body is just your house. You see, your body is a temple. You see, the real you is your spirit. And you know, God is within you. God is inside your innermost being, you know, and your innermost being is obviously in your body. You need to honor that body, that temple. Back in the day, they would have to keep the temple clean and all of that. You have your own custom temple, your own personal temple that God has given you the responsibility over. So it is your responsibility to honor that temple, but you are doing it with revelation, knowing that this is God's house. It is a body that God has entrusted me with. You see, it is not about you looking the best that you can look for yourself or to feed into vanity. No, it is about you making the temple that God has given you the best that it can be. You honoring God by honoring what He has given you, making it look the best that it can be. And one of the ways for you to do that is to exercise, is for you to have a strong exercise culture and nature. Let it be part of you. Let it be one of the things that is necessary for you to do. You see it as something that, yes, this is a service to God. This is a holy service that I'm rendering. This is a way of honoring God. You see, I'm working out, I'm exercising. So work out, exercise. You see, be wise. You see, so when you do these things that we've covered today, you will no longer have that problem. So that answers that question of what should I do? I am struggling with lethargy and fatigue, and medical doctors can't help me. You see, even if you are somebody that medical doctors can help you, you see, all of that has been covered. So that is it for today. If you are listening to this broadcast and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I would like you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your hearts. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus, and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you just say that prayer, you've just become a born-again believer in Christ. I would like you, however, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So kindly pray this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you would freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me. And as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just say that prayer, congratulations. You've just received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'll advise you to go to PastorAlfred.com and subscribe. That way you'll get access to broadcasts like this, as well as broadcasts on a variety of different topics. It's very important for you to grow in your knowledge of God and in the things of God. So make sure you subscribe at PastorAlfred.com. Once again, thank you and God bless you.